Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yes, it is. Episode 188 of Almshouse to Your Mother's house.
Yard.
Yes, man. Easy people, every Wednesday, 8 p.m., you know what I mean? Hit the like button, all that good stuff.
Subscribe. Leave a comment.
You
give us some love, mother lovers. Give us some love.
We should have a fun-packed episode today. We got Graph Letter Game. We got Graph Critiques. And we got a few jokes, videos, and all sorts of shit going on, man.
Shit to go through.
Yeah. We're going to come into this track, though. Old track from Raucous Records. Not that old. Probably late 90s. Medina Green featuring Mos Def. Fla La La She.
The graffiti podcast called Art
It Be
House.
The Guard Magnetics on time for my check. You know the SD when the green's on the set. This a disrespect, respect, spec. Step up in the kitchen, get fried like flitters.
Green's
gonna be the best thing since a babysitter. The fan formulate like Morgan Standing. What are your most?
Stop playing with me, man. Drop that.
Look at you.
Sit back and take a pull, but take the tape for a pause. We about to take you to the green, so won't you hop aboard? Thoughts collide, make heads fly like something delicious. Don't even blink for a sec, cause we'll catch you sleeping. Stressed out, stop hanging with them cats on the corner now. They got me staked out, checking out the cars to hop out. Lexus, the Cherokee, fresh face. Occupy the dome piece, the leather seat exceeds the cushion in the rental. I'm pushing and like the club, maybe one day lock this rap shit down. But for now, I drink cheap beers, the same eyes, $1.59 for free. I write rhymes to alleviate the hard times.
We're filming a podcast.
My voice on the track is like a treat. Even though you're not supposed to. Late night eating me like a Kit Kat. My sugar words put bumps on your face. My brother's first shot will be the raw shit, and the second one be laced with bullshit. But watch me misunderstand and see who like to snatch shows and ice skate. It must be the currency they ascertain that makes them forget about the times when they was broken. Just
look,
a
failed pain
in the back of my Timbs is run down like criminals' names on computers in the precinct. Ain't a white man on the street innocent. Though it's my duty to teach civilization. From Haitians to Jamaicans to cavemen, down the children to them brother out there on the corner scheming. We got this gap too, where we live and we ain't leaving.
What the DD, the EE, the AA, the L. Last time in the battle, yo, a lion got his eyes.
Isn't it the ultimate to press play, spark and flip and get the John lit? I'm in love with Lachey, she on some other shit. She don't understand ghettos, why the guns spit. The course, the trials, the tribulations. The man, woman, child builds a foundation. I be the hunter in the woods with the patience. With plans to get all chubby in the face. The green, we stay laced. With knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Food, clothing, and shelter. Keep a G up on water. And it's Babylon swelter. And if you ain't got, you better get. Ain't no bread on the table. So how the hell you tired?
And if you ain't got, you better get. And if you ain't hot, you better get lit. And if you ain't got, you better get. And if you ain't hot, you better get lit.
I'm on the road with it, catch a vibe and then go with it. Original, so the biters can't prohibit. The way I flow with it, it's too swift.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yes, yes. Some backpacker hip hop there. I always hated that term, backpack hip hop, but yeah. It definitely falls
in. But I understand what it means. And that is definitely a backpacker hip hop track.
Yeah, well, the whole Raucous Records thing, you know, that got kind of tarnished with that label. But yeah, I don't know why I feel a way about the whole backpack thing. I always looked at it like as a derogatory term, but it's not really. Yeah. Anyway.
I always wondered about like people like Jest and stuff like that, you know, wearing their backpacks and doing their hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like probably a diss on that sort of thing. I don't want to say
what was it up against.
Was getting dissed.
It was up against the gangster rap. You know what I mean?
Which rhyme, was road rap. I mean, there's loads of different raps.
No. Backpacker, the term, came in the mid to late 90s, before grime was a thing. I know grime was kind of happening in the
garage
late 90s.
Then. Garage and jungle and drum and bass.
I know there's loads of different MCing, but I think the term, like record labels, when they're trying to, or just people trying to market something to you, they like to put things in boxes so that in the record shop or in HMV or R Price or whatever, they'd have the sections, you know, gangster rap. And then they wanted to put things
in
sections.
They did have gangster rap, didn't they? They said gangster rap.
It's all hip hop to me, yeah? It's all hip hop is hip hop because some gangster rap is conscious hip hop. You know what I mean? Ice Cube, NWA, a lot of that was conscious.
Public Enemy
rap.
Was probably listed under gangster rap.
Yeah, and so people always try and like separate these things. I never liked separating things. To me, it's all hip hop. You know what I mean? Obviously, now though, like I'm stuck in the past. You know me, Ethiopia. Now it's like it's moved on. There's so many different things. It's like I get it, but if you're rapping over breakbeats, it's hip hop. I mean, like I simplify it right down to that. It's not UK hip hop. It's not American, French hip hop. It's all hip hop, son.
Look at your reach. Look at your hip hop, bruv.
You know what I mean? Look at your labeling and marketing and advertising, motherfucker.
Labeling and marketing, look.
Yeah, salute OCV every time, of course, man.
Where could she be?
Where
Too
to
close.
call
What's been
me?
happening this week, man? All
So
sorts
this
of shit.
morning I went for an MRI scan and I was
Oh
only delayed
shit.
by like 3 hours.
Fuck.
And they said, "Oh, we've got a brand new MRI scanner." And I was like, "Brilliant.
Yeah.
Is it gonna bust my eardrum or not? Is it gonna be new and quiet?" "Oh no, it'll bust your eardrum, it'll still bust your ear." I was like, "What the fuck? How's it new?"
Are they mad loud then?
He's
Yeah,
like,
I'm
"No,
assuming. I've never
my
had one. Yeah. Is
days."
that the thing you got to lie down? They put you goes into this
Yeah, you're
round
like
thing.
that. You're holding like a buzz, like a
Squeegee
tit
ball.
for like in case you need to squeeze this teta
Yeah.
for an emergency, and that's it. And then you're like, and they put this cage on so you can kind of see, like the mirror is like letting you see where they are. Basically, they're behind a window, and that's it. They're fucking idiots. But you have to put like two squidgy things in your ears.
Yeah, ear
And
blocks
then
and
ear defenders on top of
yeah.
that.
Damn.
And then they put like foam between the ear defenders and this cage thing. So you're literally like, you cannot fucking move your neck.
No, of
And
course, ears are safe
immediately
still.
when I go in, I get itchy eye, itchy
Yeah.
head, itchy skin. And I'm like, "Oh my God." 30 minutes it took.
Oh shit.
And
That
then they
long?
put, yeah, they put like a catheter, like
Yeah.
catheter, something that goes up your penis.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
And she was laughing. I said, "Are you going to put a catheter on me?" And she's like, "No, I wasn't planning to."
It's not that
But
quite
it
that
begins
sort
with
of
a
MRI.
C and it's very similar sound. She's like, "No, I'm not going to put something up your Jap's eye, bruv."
Although for me, you see how big they are. Yeah, you're supposed to slide your whole body into this round thing. You see,
Yeah.
my dick's so big. When I do an
You can't
MRI
even
scan,
get in.
I gotta just stick my dick in, and then they put a catheter in there. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm 10
So.
kilos more than I used to be, and I still got in. So
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking good. She said, "Oh no, it'll still bust your ears, but it's just a little bit wider." And I was like,
All right, that's it.
"Wider? Like, great." So I was only delayed for 3 hours. And I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to go back to work like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 hours a day. And the first Monday, I've got a scan. So I couldn't even
Shit.
fucking do it.
Jeez, jeez. But
I
Matt
had an
Shep.
occupational health review, bruv.
I remember
And
you
she
saying.
said, "You can go back sporadically,
It'll move sporadically.
non-consecutively, and build an hour every fortnight." So by the time it's going to get to like 8 weeks, I'll be doing like 6 hours a day. It's fucking weird.
No, but
Done
the whole
all nighter
point,
last night.
but wait, the whole point of that is to ease you into it, you know what I mean? And then they'll judge it as you're going, you know what I mean? But before you move on, I want to say the MRI, I remember seeing a thing, I think it might have even been a comedian talking about it, because you're saying it's a bit wider, yeah? You reminded me. Apparently there was this obese woman in America. They like so obese they had to cut a hole in her house to get her out of her house. You know, them types. They had to crane lift her out. And she needed
Fatty
an
boom boom.
MRI. And there's no MRIs in the hospital that could fit her. So they had to take her to the zoo to do an MRI in which they MRI like hippos and
For gorillas
elephants.
and shit, yeah. Fuck,
I'm
is that
sorry, I just
true?
thought, yeah, it's true, man. It's fucked up.
Damn.
But yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah, you was out all night. I was wondering if you was even going to do this today when you sent me the
Bruv,
flicks and stuff.
I got
Jokes.
in at like 5 in the morning and yeah, it's a wicked, wicked, wicked session. Wicked session. Look at your reach. Like, fucking hell, they're gonna look at your reach. They're gonna be looking at that reach for years.
Well, one of them, but the other one I reckon is going to get buffed
Yeah, no, I
literally in the
reckon
next
that's gonna
couple of
get
days.
buffed like by 1 week. I reckon I'm gonna go and pick up the kids on like, what day is it today? Tuesday. In 4 days, 3 days, and it'll probably be gone by then. But the bit behind it
That's what I was gonna say, yeah.
would be done for years.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, it's a nice spot. It's always been a nice spot, not without saying too
But
much
it's
about it.
weird. It is weird when it's like, because my friend was saying, This is the worst time for graph because it's the sun. You get no darkness,
Yeah.
no nighttime. And I was
Exactly.
like, yeah, sweet, sweet. And we went down. We got on, and we got down, and there was like fucking clays.
Oh yeah.
So we went back up, and he's got keys, and then we went across the road, and we got on another. And we went past the clays, and then back on again. And I could see them like with fucking torches on and shit like that. So it was pitch black. And then we did the first reach, and then we go downstairs, like the little downstairs, like down the slope for the next reach.
Did you
And
get the escalator took you
yeah,
down?
he's going, yo, watch that for the platform. And I'm like, what does he mean? Like, what does he fucking? And I start looking at my ting, and I'm like, yo, it's completely fucking daylight. You don't, if you wake up and
Creeps
it's
up on.
daylight, it's daylight. But if you go outside and it's dark and you're super con, you know, when you're concentrating and you're painting. So you don't let me, especially me, not, I need to not miss a bit because Maddie will gun me. You know what I mean? Like doing all this stuff. And I'm suddenly like, rah, I'm in the middle of the busy, busy, busy place. And these guys are all just fucking here.
They were all
And they're all
just chilling.
like, and I can see them. And they can, if they just looked, they would just see us.
Yeah.
Fucking
But there's
hell, it
something to
was
be said
weird.
about hiding in plain sight. I mean, we've spoken about this as well. If you do
Yeah.
stuff like proper rago, like people aren't actively looking for graffiti rise, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
yeah,
so
yeah.
you can get away with a certain amount. But yeah, the light creeps up on you, man. And yeah, you only get a few hours of
At
darkness
like quarter past
nowadays.
four, I took a photo of his thing and he's standing in front of it. And I'm like, yo, this is like a police evidence photo.
It's like, yeah, during
It's
the
like
day.
p broad daylight and like, mate. But what a fucking reach, though, bro.
Oh
What a
man,
fucking reach!
it is a classic.
What a fucking reach! What
It's a
a reach!
I'm so
Yes!
it's a classic one. Like, you know, we grew up with, like,
Classic.
again, it's, I don't, we don't want to say, I mean, not that, well, yeah, it's a classic reach, man. There's been some nice paintings on there throughout the
Minos
years.
has done that, no?
Everyone, I think, pretty much at some point has done it. And like you said, it's right off. Just off the end of the platform, so it gets buffed all the time, you know what I mean? And so it's been recycled many, many times, man. And you
He's
know,
done
there's,
it four times. That's the fourth time last night that he's done it.
And opposite that, across the tracks, in between where the BRs are and the central line, there's another two boxes there that used to get done quite a bit, not so
That
much
was the one that
anymore.
had an Asia throw up on it,
The
didn't
Asia
it?
Snakes, two Asia
Yeah.
Snakes,
Where's
and a
that? Like, where
Praise.
I couldn't find that. Couldn't even see it.
You know what? Now I think about it, maybe they got knocked down after the Elizabeth line got was
Put up,
renewed.
yeah.
Not that the Elizabeth line was on a new line, it was on the same line as the BR
Yeah.
to Paddington. But anyway, I don't know if it's even still there, man. My, you know, and you have like, what do they call it when you remember things wrongly? Like, I've been on that station many times. It's probably disappeared, and I just didn't notice it was gone.
I was thinking, shit, the only person I got to stick up is Amber because this is his end. And Frez, if El Presidente as well. And Minos, I stuck up Minos, I remembered.
Bruv, you stuck up Casby as well. Now you're acting like he's your best mate.
Caspi!
It's like he's your best mate now.
I saw him
Shit.
in Lidl. Do you know what I
Oh,
mean?
yeah.
I
As you
did
passed
see him
it.
in Lidl, and he's like, I just looked at him and didn't recognize him. And he
Yeah.
said something, and I was like, he had a motorbike helmet on, so he's
Ah,
like
okay.
muffled. And
Yeah.
we were both in the, he was like about to pay, and I was about to queue. I was queuing up and he's like, theme. And I'm like, yeah. Oh shit, it's you, bruv. And he's like, I'm up for a part two. I'm
Yeah.
up for a part two. I
Let's do
really
it.
want to do part. And I was like, yeah, boy.
I think a part two is necessary with Kaz. Now he's out the woodworks and he's comfortable with
Yeah.
us and shit. And
He wants to do it.
we'll
Yeah,
do
yeah,
a and we'll
yeah.
do a proper sit down. You know what I mean? Where we can get like, you know, proper get out all the stories and go
Yeah.
through some
Let
other
him speak
flicks and
instead
stuff.
of Minos there.
Just no, all of us were mad excited just to have him. So we were like, you know what I mean? It was just one of them
It's
ones, man.
true.
And I think that's we captured that energy as well, you
Yeah.
know, in the episode. So it's all good. And talking about people who don't do interviews much, you pulled out some mad thing with an interview with Touch
Oh
that came
yeah.
that was online.
So that is, I mean, the have you seen, have you got
I
the
think I got
comment?
it. I got it somewhere. Hold on.
A sick comment,
Well,
bruv.
I've got the video here. I think I pulled it up. There it is. A unique interview with Touch DDS. Who it is?
Yeah.
Fat Mac product promotion? I don't know who the fuck they are. They're obviously doing their thing.
The thing. Go down to the comments.
Yeah,
This man deserves better than this awkward setup interview. Should get him to link up with Daz, who's been on the Arms House, or Arms House and
Arms
tell
House,
real
Arms
stories.
House.
And tell real stories, yeah.
FLS was the original SB. Now, go to the replies.
Oh, yeah.
I am an original FLS founder, Mr. Never.
Yeah.
Nevs, for real. If we can get Nevs on, or
yeah,
any
cool.
FLS brothers on, bruv, that'll be the number one episode, number four episode of all time.
Yeah, for you. I don't know. Look, I would love to get them on, of course, man. And I think they got a story to tell, and they were a big part of, especially West, Southwest.
They're putting in writing. We was rivaling DDS back in the day. Me and Touch introduced them all to the best yards. We could bring that up.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't want to go off of random YouTube comments. I mean, we don't know for sure who this person is or anything.
Yeah,
so let's,
yeah.
So you know,
I've
I don't
I've
like
got to
doing
wait
that.
for him to be confirmed, and I'll chat to him on Insta or get his phone number and give him a bell.
Just look,
but
if you're out there, if you're SB, Nevs, anyone, we got a link anyway with Stay, man. I can reach out to Stay, and there's a couple heads we can reach out to.
Nevs is the one, bruv, because he's a chatter.
I'd rather have Blink on. Not that I've had a chat with Blink. I don't know how chatty he is. Obviously, now maybe the circumstances
aren't. He's in jail.
Aren't,
but
yeah,
Blink will probably watch if Nevs goes on. Do you remember we went to the, what was that one? Halloween episode.
Yeah.
And there was a Never 97 reach.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, fucking hell, filming that, bruv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He used to be like really, really up, to be fair to him.
Of course. Yeah, a lot of them. Yes, they did their thing, man. They did.
They did the goddamn thing. Nevs, bruv, come on the Arms House, bruv. It's all love.
Reach out, man.
Reach out, bruv. Drop a comment on this episode now, and I'll holler at you on Insta, and then we can swap numbers, and we can, like, you know, organize something.
Exactly.
FLS was the original SB.
Mm-hmm. And talking
Frontline
about
soldiers.
Talking about SB, let me get back to sharing the thing again. The comment winner from last week is an SB
Queen.
Soldier. Oh, fuck. Did I get the comment ready? No, maybe I didn't. Oh,
it in here, it comes from FaZe21.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is, but she might have AHC tattooed on her face.
Yo, if anyone
might have
deserves.
Just cried.
Yeah.
Finally sitting down to watch this. My spot. Love you, Uncle Don. Love you, AHC. Big up every single one of them. That goes out to FaZe. That comes from the FaZenator.
Yo.
We love you very much. You're getting an OCB package sent to your Dizzle door. No doubt.
What else was there? Oh, yeah. I did a little wall chill spot down in Crouch End with Pixie and Form 72 and Snow and Croc. And she was there
Croc
as well.
Croc was there,
yeah. Yeah, it was really nice to hang out with him. It was a nice, chill day, like I said, down this mad walkway. I've seen photos of this place. I've never actually been down there. There's a couple of bridges along this walkway where it's, you know, chill to paint. Yeah, it was a nice, fun day. Just wanted to shout them a lot out. Cool people. I wasn't mad happy with my piece. It was all right. There was a couple of bits of it, though, that wasn't feeling. But anyway, you can go check out my Instagram if you want to go check that out. So damn fresh on Instagram.
Damn fresh. SDF, baby.
Yeah.
So look, touches around that, if that was filmed 9 months ago. Well, it's put on YouTube 9 months ago.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure if he's still around.
Don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard to say, you know, what he's up to and what condition, because he would be a great, he would be a sick episode to do with, but whether
but to get him chatting might be a bit difficult.
Yeah,
because he said the geezer in that interview goes, where did you find places to paint? And Touch actually says, well, we'd go on the train or something called a bus.
Yeah.
They're talking to him like he doesn't know what a bus is.
Yeah.
Well, something that's called a bus. We'd go on there and see any reaches, and then like mate.
They're obviously not
comedy
graph.
Gold.
Yeah, not graph heads. I've actually listened to that thing, so I want to go listen to that. But yeah, you know, Arms House, it's all about Arms House people. Come on now. Look, I saw this weird video online, yeah? I just want to get your reaction, man. Is this guy bored of graph?
Hello, I am Mikkel.
Wrong one, this one.
That's a new Prince album.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it's weird.
What the fuck is he doing? What's that?
This is crap, apparently.
Well, that's it. That's the finished product.
Yeah, that's it.
Drop me out, mate. Drop me the fuck out. Why the burning of...
What is that stuff he's spraying on that? Like, that's not cork.
Yeah, like, filler foam.
Filler foam. And then he's sticking black bin bags to the wall. And he's like under a bridge somewhere. And then he's like setting fire to it with like a flamethrower thing to like burn up the wall and burn up the plastic bits. And then he's used spray paint over the top of that.
Has he like do spray weird... paint? Or is that just burnage?
The black stuff above and around it, it looks like spray paint. It looks like he like poked a hole in the can and just went like random all around it. You know, yeah, it's pretty fucking
disgusting.
What is
that? That's like just waste man graff. That's just causing smells and like plastic in the air, bruv. Like that is fucking... doesn't even say anything. It doesn't even remotely resemble a single thing that I've ever seen before.
It doesn't have to nowadays, isn't it? Apparently. Doesn't have to.
I'd ask him, what is it? Like, what is it? Is it a butterfly? Like, what is it?
He's Russian. I'll give you that. And his Instagram is at Vanya_Moss, VANYA_MOSS. Someone sent this in and said, yo, what do you guys think of that? and so I looked up a little bit, but I didn't really find out much about his philosophy behind it. It's all in Russian language, you know what I mean? So I didn't delve too deep into it, but fucking hell, yeah, it's a bit out there, you know.
Oh, shit. In Ealing,
yeah,
the guy who plowed into the pedestrians.
Oh shit! There was some car thing. Yeah, you told me about it. I didn't even hear about it. And I'm
in
Ealing.
Not seen that shit.
I mean, I looked it up after you told me, but yeah, some dude. Yeah, like
because I was there hours before with holding the kids' hands.
Damn.
And I thought for the first time in my life, like, damn, that could have been us.
Yo,
that could have been us.
Yeah.
And the comments have really fucked me up. I don't know if everything's a bot, but he's Somalian. Because there was a bit of to and go, a give and take, about him being an English geezer.
Mate,
so they were like, you're reform, and he's an English geezer, and you're just reforming it up, making it worse. And then the people who, like, unfortunately, they're right, but they're like, no, bruv, he's Somalian. He's the cancer of the world. They bring all this shit over here. And I'm just like thinking, I'm doing comments and I'm deleting them because I'm not getting involved.
Yes.
But I'm saying to people, like, so what if he's Somalian? Like, if he was white, would it be all right?
Exactly.
No. And then so if he was white, would it even be chatted about?
Would his ethnicity even come up? Of course, it would be chatted about because he drove his car into fucking, you know, innocent bystanders.
Yeah, but the
so
whiteness of his skin. Yeah, I wouldn't be going up on their usual suspects. If it was him, I would say that.
Oh, a Christian man. Like, you never hear that. A Christian guy does it. It never comes up if it's Christian or any other religion. If it's Islam, then it's a thing. But did you see there was a big... they looked into it and they found out that a lot of this... pro, like, anti-Islam stuff is coming from Russia, Russian bots and all that. Like, they did a big probe into this and they discovered that a lot of it is coming from bot farms in Russia. Wow. You know, like this, like spreading this anti-Islam, anti-immigration.
I spot a bot by going to their profile, and if it's zero posts and private and like a shitty generic picture, then, or no picture, then I think it's a bot. If I click on about this account and it's like started in May 2026, then I know it's a bot. But there's a couple of, there must be ways to like camouflage your botness, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, there are trolls out there, which are real people who like to talk shit online and stir up shit and rage bait people. And they have fun doing that. You know what I mean? And they set up a new account with a fake name, fake picture. And then, so there's a lot of that going on as well. But the bots, if you try and back and forth with them, they never reply. You know what I mean? And it's usually
they
broken
don't,
English.
Do they? Yeah.
Because it's not. They just posting up and then
the algorithms, the way, like any comment that gets engagement, which is usually the rage bait ones, you know what I mean? And then they get pushed to the top. And so more people see it, more people rage bait it.
Reply
and
to that
just,
one, yeah.
And it's just a cycle of that. And just to keep
And then
people
what do you think
the,
a bot is? Is it like a mobile plugged into the wall where there's like 100 mobiles plugged into a wall in China or Russia?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's a bot farm, isn't it?
And AI, like now they're using AI to do responses. So they actually respond to the video. You know what I mean? Like they get all the information or the caption written under the video, and then they have like automated responses, or AI like can really kind of, I don't know what it's capable of now. I'm not even an expert. But it's only going to get deeper and deeper. But the thing is, these Russian posts and all that they were finding, because they can find the IP address, and so they can locate which country is coming out of. A lot coming out of India, a lot coming out of Russia. And it's these AI like images, you know, and AI videos of, you know, reform talking points and restore talking points, you know, about like, you know, Islam guy, Somali guy did this, Islam grooming gangs and all this shit, man. And yeah, it's terrifying, man.
Does restore exist? Is it not like a misspell of like reform?
Well, no, they're just a bit more militant than reform.
Oh, really? You know? They're more right wing.
They're way more. Like he wants to do total remigration, from what I understand. What's his name? Rupert Lowe, I think his name is. Yeah, the media are definitely suppressing it because, yeah, for whatever reason.
Restore existed.
Yeah, no, they are slowly, and the thing is, here in London, mate, we're in a bubble here in London, man. There's all sorts going on up north, and you know what I mean, on the coasts and stuff.
That is like my biggest concern, is that we are seriously in a bubble. Yeah. And I just think everything's, you know, I would talk to anybody.
Of course.
Anybody. Well, my fucking nurse, that my doctor today, she was Indian. Mm. And my...
You can't avoid it in London.
Yeah, the lady who helped me out, who put the ear things in my ears, was like from the Caribbean.
There's a poll I saw. I was watching one of these debate things, and there was someone brought up this poll, and I looked into it a bit. I can't remember exactly the numbers, but they did a big poll like on thousands of people in America, but they did it in England as well, in the UK. They asked them, what's the percent of immigrants in this country do you think it is? And everyone was saying, like, okay, Islam. They were going, how many Muslims do you think are in this country? And they were like going 25%, 40%. You know, like people saying...
Who was doing it? Was Americans doing that about England?
No, well, yeah, they did it about England, but then they were doing it about America as well. And anyway, the premise was that, because I don't remember the numbers exactly, or the name of the study. I mean, maybe I'll find it and I'll put it
in. The premise is that they think that Islam is like...
Yeah, so no, but check this out. So they did, on the same study, they asked thousands of people, what do you think the percentage of Muslims in this country is? And they were like doing these crazy inflated numbers, 25%, 40%, you know, was the average numbers, when really it's 6%, you know? Yeah. It's like a less than 6.2%.
Less than 6% of like actual Muslims.
Yeah.
But dudes who have come over here.
Yeah. They're like
1.5%. No,
yeah.
1.5.
And then asylum seekers is less than a third of a percent, yeah, when it comes to asylum seekers. So, yeah, so the numbers are so much lower than people actually perceive it because of what they see online. Their algorithms are pushing all this shit to them, and they think, rah, we're being invaded. This language, like it's a swarm of them coming over.
That's my problem with Americans.
But then the second part of the thing, then they said, how has immigration affected you personally? And they go, oh, no, it hasn't affected me. I'm cool. Has been like the majority of people. Because in real life, it doesn't affect them, like in a negative way. Because they're not seeing grooming gangs bopping streets and fucking, you know, violent Islamists like running around and shit. Yeah. It doesn't affect you because it's not real, man. It's been created.
It doesn't exist.
It's just nuts.
Have you seen that woman who's interviewing the geezer at the bus stop? And she's like, he's like going on about immigration. I can't get a job.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, and I've been to jail, and then when I came out of jail for assault, I can't get a job. And she's like, you don't think it's got anything to do with your prison service? And she's like, and charges of assault. No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's taking our jobs, taking our fucking jobs.
What's an issue is immigration to you?
Well, I can't get a job. They come to this country, and they just get a job just like that.
So when you apply, what do they say to you?
Well, I've got a criminal record. Assault.
Assault.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Well, I've been out of prison now 3 years now.
And so you blame immigrants rather than your criminal record.
I remember a few weeks ago we were speaking on this on the Tommy March, and I put up that video of that dude, and he was talking in memes because, like I said,
they're just the white guy,
and they're like going, "Yeah, take our country back, and don't leave your kids with a lefty." And,
what's England? Things. And she's like, "Oh, it's fucking
British values, mate. They're getting torn down. British values getting torn down." It's like, yo, that he's talking in memes, and that's what a lot of people their arguments come from that. But the thing is, with these talking head interviews as well, I remember seeing it when the rise of Trump, 10 odd years ago, they'd get fined a MAGA dude, dickhead fucking redneck guy saying the same shit, and the reporter just taking the piss out of him. It doesn't work. Yeah. Like, that's all I'm going to say.
I know who you mean, the reporter.
You know, the guy, he was on The Daily Show, Jordan Klepper, or whatever his name is. But there was a bunch of them doing it. And they're all over Instagram. There's all these people who are on the left going to the MAGA rallies and just exposing these people, like, for what they say, all the racist shit they say. But that represents only a small extreme group, and the same here in England. I think most people, you go to someone in the Midlands, in a little town in the Midlands, they won't say mad racist. They're not racist people, but they just been put in their heads that we're under attack. It's fear. It comes from a place of fear, and their fear feels genuine because they've been pushed it every day. Me and you, we walk around the streets, we can't avoid bumping into Pakistanis, Muslims, Jewish people, fucking Indians, Bangladeshis, Africans, Koreans, Japanese, massive Japanese community here in Ealing. It's not a thing for us. It's not even a thing to. It doesn't exist.
We're mates with all of their kids, and we've grown up with their kids, so we don't. We literally don't see it.
Exactly. But then someone will go, "Nah, go Whitechapel, mate. Go Whitechapel and tell me, there isn't an invasion." It's like, bruv, there's communities around. Go Chinatown. Go fucking, why aren't you scared of the Chinese coming now, invasion? You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. It's like, come on, man.
But interview Americans about England.
Oh, yeah, they've got this mad.
And they fucking say, well, look at Europe. That's like a point for them.
Yeah.
Look at your country. You're getting invaded and you don't have guns. You can't protect yourself. You're like, what are you talking about? I don't need to go outside with a strap because I don't need it.
Yo.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. But then.
And your country, by the way, is completely fucked up because you've got this fucking geezer who's telling you to look at Europe. Look at the Islam. Look at the invasion. Look at the swarm. I won't let that happen here.
Musk. Elon Musk on Twitter or X or whatever they call it. We're not on there. Yeah. I've never used Twitter, but a lot of people fucking do, especially since Musk took it over. That rhetoric that we're talking about is really heavily pushed on people there, with very little pushback on it. And it's just become,
it's really getting on my nerves. Cause I've had arguments online where someone's saying your country's fucked. Absolutely. And I'm like, what country am I from?
Mm.
Like, you don't know me. I could be from Finland,
I
could be from the States. I could be from Australia. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Mate,
look at your goddamn country. You gotta have the guns. And I'm like, I don't need guns. Mate, I certainly can send my kids to school without them getting shot. So, who's winning? Basically, who's winning?
It's nuts, man. It's so topsy-turvy. The narratives now can be... Because we're in an age now. It's been like this now for a good decade, maybe two decades now, with social media, with the internet. There's a... Fuck, what's the word? There's polycultures, I think it's called poly. No, like back in the day when there were only four new TV channels, we all watched the same programs. We all went to the cinema, watched the same big movies that came out every summer. And we could talk about that particular thing. Everyone would have seen Ghostbusters when it came out. So we could all chat about Ghostbusters. Whereas now everyone's algorithm is purely made for them. So I could meet someone and go, "Oh, you never heard of this dude?" And they'd be like, "No." I'm like, "He's fucking got 2 million followers on Instagram and all this shit." And they're like, "I never heard of him in my fucking life." And I'm like, every day I'm seeing this person, And I'm thinking, "Oh, he must be famous. Everyone must know this dude." But it's not. It's being pushed to certain people for certain agendas with certain narratives. And we all now can follow and believe whatever the fuck we want. And, and then that's that. There's no like this. It was a monoculture before. Now it's polycultures where everything is...
You know, like there's no pop music. There's not like a, what's number one in the charts now? No one fucking knows what's number one.
Bad Bunny, probably, or Ariana Grande or Taylor Swift.
There's a few things that come around every now and again that definitely permeate into the monoculture, like a big, like a Tarantino film. When that drops, everyone goes to see that, you know?
Yeah,
that's not monocultures, but then, you know, yeah, it's mad out here, man. And I just, again, I just got to reiterate, use your critical thinking skills, man. Don't just believe everything that's put in front of you, but don't also don't just disbelieve everything. That's just as lazy as believing everything is disbelieving everything. No, you can get everything from everywhere. Just look into the source, find a different source, find several different sources if you really want to find out the basic truth of stuff, and stop trying to make things black and white. It's not good versus evil, bad and good and all these things. It's like, no, it's gray area in everything, you know? So peel away the first layer and look a bit deeper, people. Don't just believe everything that's fed to you, whether it's on mainstream media or on fucking Instagram and social media. Because that's what I hate as well. People go, mainstream media, man, it's all lies, it's all lies. I'm like, okay, where do you get your source information from? They're like some random geezer on Instagram. I'm like, okay, so he might be lying to you too, man. Like, you know,
who geezer made a post while I was having a shit and getting, you know, like,
or it could be a Russian bot farm. It could be, it could be anything, you know, nowadays. So again, just peel away the first layer, look deeper into it, different sources. And for me, when it comes to find, again, I don't want to go on about this. When it comes to news sources, what I look for is, are they honest about their bias? Because everything is biased. I'm biased, you're biased, we're all biased about something or prejudiced about something or whatever. Just, and that depends on how you've grown up, where you grew up and everything like that. Everyone has a bias. Now, if you are honest about your bias, then I can know what your bias is and take the information accordingly, you know? And then I can go to other people and who are honest about their bias and take the information
and then
accordingly.
Adjust your opinion on based it's on like, what their bias is.
What really is a red flag for me is people go, I'm a truth seeker. Yeah, I only tell the truth. This is the truth. There is no such thing as the truth, yeah? No one can know the truth 100%. It's impossible, man. You know, we could all be in a simulation right now, sitting in a vat of fucking goo like that. With fucking shit. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that is the truth.
But we could.
But I'm saying, like, there's no such thing as 100% the truth. So, you know what I mean? Don't, you know, fucking think that you know the truth. You don't want to know.
But mate, one debate that's driving me mad on Instagram is this Messi versus Ronaldo shit. And I don't know if because I've looked at it a couple of times. Now, everything is, who's the GOAT? Who's the best? Which one? And like,
it's
that
messy,
debate
though.
Is dead. It's dead. Man. It's messy.
Yeah, it's messy.
And
there's no argument.
But there are so many fucking, and you know what? They're all from like Bangladesh, India. Mm. And he's thinking, what's going on there? Because they all love Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And they're like, Ronaldo's the GOAT, Ronaldo's the GOAT, Ronaldo's the GOAT. And you're like, he's fucking not. Messi's the first person to score 7 goals in 7 consecutive World Cup games or something. So let me say that again. He's the first person to score in 7 consecutive World Cup games, which is a fucking huge feat to get into the World Cup. Is like already massive. And then he's won it last World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more Champions League, more Ballon d'Ors, more. And everyone's like, no, Ronaldo's the GOAT because he has a better body. Like, what? Are you a flamboyant fucking person who's looking at his six-pack, brother?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Messi dribbling and, you know, bagging goals beyond belief. Oh, yeah. Messi's only been at one club. No, he hasn't. He's at his third club now. He's at his fourth club. Barcelona bought him from Argentina.
But mate, if he only played in one club, I'd count.
No fucking what? So he's loyal.
Yeah, I'd count loyalty as a bonus. I'd be like, he makes him better even.
And where's Ronaldo play now? In the Farmers League in Saudi Arabia.
Oh shit! Okay.
This is weird. What's it called? Ambassador. Yeah. So Ronaldo plays in Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
Who's the ambassador for Saudi? Messi. It's just like Messi is pissing on his face everywhere Ronnie goes. Ronnie goes, he spagged a goal against Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
And the person goes, oh, Messi scored 3 goals, and he fucking walked off. He's like, I'm not answering questions about Messi's statue.
Did you not see there's a new statue of him with a world? I don't know how new it is,
But look, they've put like a gold thing right under where his fucking penis is. Can you see that? I don't know if you could see that. Oh, fuck, man. Okay.
Cock and ball set.
Yeah.
That's that is amazing.
Yeah, so they've made like
What do
this
you
huge.
mean? A new statue of Lionel Messi has raised some eyebrows. Oh,
No,
his face is not good.
it's kind of similar to the statue they did of what's his name? Cristiano. You remember the face, the
Oh
wonky face one?
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Teachers got a book out.
Oh yeah.
I've sent you a few photos.
Quite a few. I said just send me three because we don't want to show the whole book here. We want people
Well,
to
I've
go
sent
buy
five.
it. No, more than five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 photos. But okay. It's called Goodyear. It's all right, we'll go through them.
Seven,
We'll just
eight,
want to
nine.
spend
Oh, have I got? Mine says plus five. Have you got
the
them on there? Yeah, good year. Good
Goodyear.
year. So
Goodyear.
there was a bad year. And then this is the good year.
Yes. They're still
So
available now to buy, yeah?
yeah, they're still available. The good year, the bad year is sold out, I think. But the
Okay.
good year is available. It's on Green Couch Productions.
I'll put the link below, people, if you want to cop this. It's been out for a good few months now. Theme got a signed copy there. Look at that. Oi,
Oi,
Theme, big
theme,
up.
big up, Teach DDS.
Yeah, man.
But my favorite part about it is this magazine. This is called it's a zine.
Oh, this is a different zine, this
This
one.
is a zine, yeah. So this
Okay.
woman is a genuine photographer. And she met them in the 90s. And she went around,
This
did the
one.
color ones are from the book, Rate Teach. But
Okay.
this one is from the zine.
The black and white one's from Zine. Okay.
Yeah. So, but these are genuine 90s photos. I've spoken to Fume. He's like, yeah, she used to roll with us and we invited her into our group and
Look at
blah, blah, blah.
young Thor here. Young
Young
Thor
Thor.
Wheezy. Yeah.
Thor Wheezy, when's he coming on the
Yeah,
pod?
soon, hopefully, man. Soon. I haven't chatted to
Thor,
him in a
you
while, so.
coming on, bruv. You are coming. Otherwise, we're going to show that photo of you every episode until you come on.
Yeah. This is from the book though. So the
That's from the
zine.
book.
So the zine, you got the little zine. What does this front cover of the zine look like? Have
The
you got it there in front
zine
of you? Just show it up.
is them looking
Okay.
over
It's like
Farringdon.
A5. Okay, yeah.
There's
Look at
A4.
Oh, A4, sorry, yeah.
That's the girl
All right,
who took the
nice one.
photos.
And that's not for sale though. That's not for sale. That's something else, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't really show it. It's got Teach's family in it and shit.
Yeah.
So, and pictures of Teach. So I've blocked some out. I put the Thor one on.
Yeah. Big up Thor, man. So
Big up
these color
Thor.
ones are from the book Good
Yeah, so go
Year.
to the next one because that look at that. Look at that photo. Obviously there's the one we're looking at.
That
And
Belgium?
then
I
in
think it
the, I
is.
don't know, in the middle, there's another like
Oh,
whole
yeah.
car. And then at the other far side, there's like
Oh,
window
yeah.
downs.
There's more
And there's
down
like
here.
coaches and hotels in the background. I mean, where is that?
I think
Oh
that's
yeah, what's that
Belgium.
say? What does that say? Go to the right. Yo shoe. Oh no, yo
Your
skew.
school, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a train station on this name? No. It looks like Belgium to me. These red doors here look familiar, man. I think Nokia paints these trains, so that's why I think it's in Belgium. King Fordsa Nokia.
Nice
Killer.
teach on there.
Yeah, man. I love the browns. He loves his brown fills, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's from the thing. Okay, that's another
That's
one from the
a
book.
rate teach, but
Yeah.
like teach has done that outline, which you rarely, rarely see.
Yeah,
Do you
looks
know what I
like it.
mean?
Yeah. I like
And
the way
there's rate in
the T
the,
is hugging the A there like
yeah.
that. I like it, man. Oh, that's from the zine.
I've never seen that before. I know where that is. And I've seen
What's that thing
Bosch,
next to?
Bozo, Koza, Casby. I've never seen that teach. Never seen it. So it's a
That's a
wicked
really
book.
spell.
It's got loads and loads. Look, there's another one, Rate Teach.
This is from the book, not the zine. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I think another Belgian train, the same one. Or maybe Norway, actually. Oh, fuck, man. I don't want to say. I don't know. Yeah, ill with the zombie characters. Those are
You
zombie
see the
letters,
different
isn't it?
colors in the zombie's character Afro, for example. Like,
Yeah.
there's quite a few in there.
It's
He's kind of. Shh.
the same one-time color, isn't it? It's the same feel for
Oh,
the hair.
I like it, man. Oh, there's another
Look at that one.
whole car.
Chaz and Zombie.
Chaz and Dave.
Chaz and Dave.
Nice.
Look at the afro, the orange, and then the darker orange. I mean, he's really going in.
Let's get in, man. Are these all from the book? Is it specific? Like, is it over the last couple of years, or is it like a history thing, or is
It's
it
quite recent.
just recent stuff that they've
Yeah.
been getting up to? Yeah. Ill, man. Again, I'll put the link below. Green Couch, the Green Couch thing, which is his production company, which Teach set
Green
up.
Couch Projects.
Green Couch Projects. For people who might not know, the green couch is like an infamous thing here. I think it was at Teach's house. He had a green couch where everyone used to link up, meet up, sketch, and prepare for missions. And then literally they'd crawl out the window and then
And
bop
go to
down,
G.
and there was a
Yeah.
yard right there. Yeah. So.
I've also got like these signed photos. So that's a banana double decker on in Amsterdam.
Sick, sick.
That's a Paris Metro,
Heavy, heavy,
obviously.
heavy. And he signed them for you as well, yeah?
He does those little characters, you know. I thought Chick did them.
We were thinking of doing, yeah, he does them little ones. Yeah, Chick ones are, you can see, you can tell when Chick does them. And that one, yeah, classic. We were thinking of doing almshouse like prints, maybe like signed prints, like certain screenshots from some of the more classic episodes, like the Halloween one you brought up before, and like a couple of the good locations that we've been to. Make a nice
Like the
like high
scheme
quality.
one.
Yeah, no, scheme, we weren't on location. That's just a Zoom call,
No,
so I don't know if we.
I'm talking about we could definitely get a print from that.
Is it?
Schemage. Yeah.
Oh, no, but I'm talking stills from the episodes. So like
Yeah,
in
so am
that,
I.
so what would which the scheme episode we were doing, just talking to him on Zoom, that wouldn't make a good
Yeah,
wouldn't
it
make a
would, because
good
he'd scheme, for God's sake.
I don't know about that. I'm talking more the location stuff of where we were. Like we did some nice photos down there in that underground
Yeah, we
place,
did.
and then like the substation, the one where we did the slam episode, and we've done a few episodes in there. There was some nice looking bits. Anyway, we were thinking about that. We got t-shirts coming soon. I've been chatting to the dude. We got t-shirts on their way, people. So I'm going to be taking pre-orders for the t-shirts soon.
Have
If
we though?
Yeah, no, I've been chatting to him, and I haven't chatted to you about it yet, though, but I'm putting it out there now. Soon, within the next week or so, I'm going to be putting pre-orders in. I'm getting some test ones done so we can show you what they look like and stuff like that, and we'll have all the sizes and a few different color selections. So be ready for that,
Because
people. If you It's end of the
I'd like
month
to.
now, so if people are getting paid now, keep 30 quid aside, yeah, for a t-shirt. Sorry, theme.
Thank you for everyone who's donated to the cause of Theme.
Salute.
I was really taken aback because I don't really like to ask for that sort of shit. And I didn't really, I just said that this is the link if you're interested.
No, of course, yeah.
And people have fucking donated like. People have like donated and not even told me. Ex-football players that I used to know that I played football with have just like sent a couple of hundred quid, and I'm like, I recognize that name. What the fuck is that? Like, I've got to phone him up and say, "Yo, thank you so much." Da 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 da. And these t-shirts are going to obviously help me survive.
Exactly.
So, brilliant, brilliant. Kurt Katerak has bodied the fuck out of my project,
The
which I'm
one
going to
with
sell for like a fiver or something.
yeah.
And I sent it to him. Ray Vendetta sent him every single stem. And he
You're
sent
talking
it
about your
back.
new EP, your music EP. We played one of the
Project.
tunes. We played one of the tunes on the pod
We played one
already.
of the tunes before Kurt Katerak mastered it,
Yeah.
mixed it. And he sent it back 85
Yeah.
times better. Like,
Such a
I'm like,
difference. Such a
what?
difference.
The fuck?
Yeah.
He's got the ability to get into my head. He's never met me, but he might have met me a couple of times on
Yeah,
stage or
yeah.
whatever. But he's not written the song, and he knows the kind of ad lib and backing, and because I do like quite a lot of backing, and I send it the main verse, and then probably like five or six different kind of backings, because me and Ray we like piss about,
Yeah.
and it was as if I was in the studio doing the ones I wanted to use, using the ones I wanted to use. No, we'll take that one, we'll take that. It's as if he's written the song. He knows about the fucking song, exactly how I want it. Bruv, it is the best project, I mean, I think, that I've
Sick.
ever done.
I
Toys
can't
Get
wait.
Smoked was like a massive thing for me, massive. It sold out twice, and then it got to downloads, and it was like massive, huge, huge. Genesis, my first project had M9, Tony D, Genesis, Elijah, Iron Braids,
Yeah.
everybody. And this has just got Tesla's Ghost and Ray Vendetta on two verses, and the rest is just me. And Ray Vendetta has produced every single beat. Sorry, there's a girl called Teach, funnily enough,
No way.
who's an R&B singer. And Kurt's made that fucking track like R&B, bruv.
Yo, the difference going through the mixing and mastering stages, and like you were saying, this Kurt Katarak, he's well established. He's done plenty of projects with plenty of people. I've met him a couple times. Super safe bloke as well. He has an ear, man. He has an ear, and when you're putting those bits together and then layering and mixing it and stuff, like it makes all the difference, man. It can really elevate a tune to another level. It'll already be good, but then it'll just push it through into that more professional
Any rappers out
whole
there,
sounded.
send your ting to Kurt Cataract,
Yes, Kurt
and
Cataray, for
he
sure.
will body it and send it back to you.
Yeah,
He's going to remix a couple of tracks
he
as
did the
well.
Jazz Kahina project that came out. What was it called? Fuck, I can't remember
He
now.
did
With
the
the
Jazz
Terminator
Kahina
front
project.
cover. He did, because he's a producer in his own right. Maybe we get him on the pod, man.
Maybe we get
Maybe
him
I
on the fucking pod, bruv.
plant that seed. When the project comes out, maybe we get Ray and him. Like, we'll get Ray again. We've had Ray already. Yeah. So yeah, I'm really excited for that, man. Yeah, and that's another way people can support, man, for sure. And
So that's what I was leading on to. So when that comes out, it might just come out on Bandcamp,
I think that's a good
not
idea.
Spotify. And Spotify, like maybe in the next year, whatever.
Later on, yes, exactly. Just put it exclusively on Bandcamp. Put a little price for it, whatever you guys set it to, and people can support real music like that. Not just fucking. This isn't because this isn't no fucking fly by night fucking McDonald's fucking hip hop, man. This is real shit. This is gonna lot. You're gonna be listening to this for 10 years and go, yeah, it's gonna sound just as fresh as when you first heard it. This is real music. People put their heart and soul into this shit, man. This is years in the
That's it.
making.
That's
So this,
it.
so people, it's worth something. This isn't for free. Everyone's throwing out stuff for free all the time, and it just loses all its fucking value, man. This is valuable stuff, and you'll be helping out Theme in the almshouse and everything, and it's a beautiful thing, man. So support independent artists, people. Support them. Buy merch. Buy the physical copies or whatever. Maybe you'll do a physical copy even if it goes
Maybe I
well.
will. But I need to think about that because I'd rather do vinyls than CDs.
Yeah. Little
But, you
seven
know.
inch, do a couple 7-inch releases, maybe exclusively 250 or 300, sell them for like 15, 20 quid each, have an instrumental on the other side, you know what I mean? Or something, or a cappella so people can do remixes and stuff. You know, there's loads of cool shit you
Well,
can do.
Kurt wants to do re two remixes, I think, and he's already sent me a video of
Oi,
one.
I want to do a remix, so send me the a cappella. I'm gonna do an almshouse remix. Okay. I've been messaging Ill Move Sporadic to send me Batter Them. I want to do a remix of Batter Them, man. You
Oh,
know?
really? Are they
Yeah,
saying
but
no?
no, he didn't say no. He said yeah, but he never sent it. So I'm gonna ask him again, man. So and if Ray can send me it, or maybe Kurt can
I
send
can
me a
send you
couple a
all the
cappella.
stems because I think Ray sent them to Kurt and copied me in.
But Kurt hopefully would have, because I want the a cappella, but with the backing tracks on it as well. You know, I don't want
That's
to.
not an acapella, is it?
Not backing tracks, with the backing vocals, sorry. I mean, like the
Oh, right.
layered, yeah, like the
I'll get you
whole,
all over. Yeah, that shit. Yeah.
like as one though, you know what I mean? But yeah, anyway, we'll get into that. I'll be doing that, and I'll be doing that.
Definitely, we need to get him on.
Yeah, cool. I'll be up for that,
Where does
man.
he live? Do you
I don't
know?
know. I don't know. I don't know.
Is he in
Somewhere,
the
maybe
capital?
Croydon or something. I don't want to guess, but he's somewhere around. We'll bring it some.
We to
Brazenly walking up to it and spray painting it with graffiti.
Last year, OCB strengthened its commercial impact with a refreshed packaging design rolled out across its entire range. The updated look enhances standout on shelf, improves brand blocking, and makes it easier for shoppers to quickly identify their preferred product. The redesigned packs create clearer differentiation across the range, supporting simpler navigation for roll your own shoppers and improving overall fixture visibility. Thanks for
Big up,
coming.
big up, big up, big up, big up, big up, big up. All right, let's go into the graph letter game. This week. It's the
Oh, there's
letter
only eight this week.
J. The letter J. Graph letter game. All right. Theme, put these together. It's for me to check out. Let's go. Number one.
One.
Already a familiar one. Don't know about this little hook thing going down here, but it looks like Jet.
It is Jet. 97.
97. Oh, there he is. An action shot there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big enough.
I was in Crouch End. He had quite a few rooftops around there as well, man.
He's up.
Yeah.
He's fucking up.
Obviously, yeah. Holy crap. Is that Jords?
Yeah, I can tell from the schemes actually now. Because it's like...
There we go. And that, not just that, the wobbly highlight.
Jordan Weezy.
Shout out Jords, man, every time.
Shout out Jords.
Okay, this one's another familiar throw up dude. He's up and about. Oh, fuck's sakes. He's up and about doing his thing. It is Jason. I didn't know before I clocked it.
I noticed you just went into that.
Jason, shout out.
You've got all of them so far.
Yeah. This one, though. Again, beginning of the word, yeah? Or no?
I can't remember, to be fair.
Because that looks like same outline, but it could be a dip. There's a bit of a gap here. J-E? Fuck.
Jaspery and?
Jaspery. Jebs? I really have no idea. Not Jobsy, because that's not
Jobsy.
No. I give up. I'm going to go next. Jedi. Who's that?
He's got a lot of graph around London.
Okay. That looks like the bridge next to Peckham Rye Tattoos. It looks like, I could be wrong, but it looks like the thing next to it. But all right, next. Ooh. This is a funky style. Jasik? Jasik? Can you remember even? You don't remember.
I can't remember.
Let me see. Oh, no, Jester.
Jester.
Okay, that's quite a cool piece. Nice, like
that's
geometric.
First one. The second one you haven't got.
Mm-hmm.
And it's next to Ebola.
Ebola.
That's a wicked reach, Ebola. As in the letters.
Mm. Although an L... Oh, with the A following, it ain't too bad.
Yeah, I was thinking more for tagging. I was talking to Darren and Danny about that.
Mm, nice. That's Jobsy.
That's a Jobser.
That's a Jobs. Big and up eggs. Jobs. Shout out eggs and ink.
All cops are bastards.
Of course.
Ink.
Okay, we were speaking about this last week. Salute the fallen soldier that is Ganja. Whole car top to bottom. We showed a different angle of this one from last week. Yeah, nice.
Mm.
Very nice, man. Big so him good. Up. Is that the so last one? Good. No, there's one more. Ooh, we're going to America now. Is that New York? Or no? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most recognizable one in the...
Oh, fuck's sakes, because I don't recognize it. Oh, is it the German writer?
No.
What's his name?
It's a little different from his usual throw up. So I've tried to like.
Oh, J A.
Not... Yeah.
J A.
But he's kind of in the middle of a capital J and a small J there, isn't he?
Yeah, with the dot above it. Yeah. That threw me off a bit. Now, yeah, there we go. J1. That's quite an old one. XTC. Yeah.
So you got 5 out of 8.
Five out of eight. I hope you lot were playing along in the live chat, people.
And I don't know what you're going to do because you like to continue it on the stories, don't you? And I just couldn't find any fucking J's.
J is a rarer of the letters, but no, I can think of a few that you miss right now. I can't think of them right. They're on the tip of my tongue. They're on the tip of my tongue. Anyway,
I guarantee you can't because.
No, I'll do it. Look, right now, Wednesday, you're watching this now. I'm going to be putting up some J's.
Oh, really?
That theme missed. All right, a couple of graph critiques, man. We've only got two. This was sent in on the email, sketch on a piece of paper with a little character in the middle. It says grabs with a Z at the end. The character is like the A, and he's wearing shades and an orange hat, and he's got his hand holding over the top. His purples and pinks going through, blue, black outline, 3D, green one time. He's put us up there, Arms, Amber and theme, Arms House crew grabs. What sticks out to you, theme?
The execution is pretty fucking good.
Top notch.
But
yeah,
the letters are not for me, I'm afraid.
They're a bit wonky.
Yeah, the Z I can fuck with. But the G and the R and the B.
The R isn't too bad either.
I can't even look at it. But the B. Okay. The B. The Z. Okay.
Yeah, the B is a weird shape. Like, he's got this mad lean going over to the left. Well, to, yeah, our left.
Well, the B does. I mean, the G.
Yeah, and the character. But yeah, the G and the R, not so much. I think it as a whole, just like if I blur my eyes slightly and I just look at it as a whole, I really like it. It's well put together. Nice.
Execution.
Even.
It's executed well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like you said, there's too many. You see when people do highlights and they do dot, dot, dot. Yeah, the famous, infamous dot, dot, dots. There's way too many dot, dot, dots going on here for my liking. There's a bunch, but that's just a matter of taste. Oh, and he's got the letters in the thing. Oh, no, wait. Is that a... That's not a G. No, that's a Z, A, R.
That's an A and okay, an R.
Bizarre, maybe B, Z, A, R letters in the top. I don't know what that is. The character's cool as well. Really nice shading on it. You know,
shading on the teeth, shading on the skin. It's good. It's good.
He's gone in. And it's nice that they're shaped kind of like an A, you know what I mean? With the eyebrows and that. Yeah, I think...
The
you know
G
what?
And the R is like... The R doesn't really know what it's doing. It's kind of straight and curvy, and it's like bendy and...
But I think that's a stylist choice of his. Yeah, it's not my cup of tea, but I'm not as offended as you are with the GR. The B, though, is the most offensive letter, in my opinion. the way it's leaning too much and the bottom bit is like, it could be good, but maybe the back spine of the B could have gone up here a bit more rather than lining up with the character. If it'd gone up here and then I don't know how to fix it, but... Not that it needs fixing. If that's your style and that's what you want to do, do it. Because you obviously, you know, you're doing your thing, man. So I like it. Oh, he's got OCB on the hat as well there. I just clocked.
Oh, shit. 20 out of 10. 20 out of 10.
Oh, and it's the double chin. You know when people have like a line in their chin? That's the A. That's the two legs of the A here and here. And then that's the in the middle. And that's the
Are
whole
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think that's probably what he meant to do. And look, that bit there is the top of the... Yeah, I think that is. But I really like that. I like it. Look, for a sketch, so it's a sketch piece, sketch, I'm going way above average, not too far though. 6.8, man, for a sketch. I don't mind it. What are you thinking?
I'm gonna go higher. I'm gonna go 6.9 or 7. Look at your reach.
All right, this one, we got a piece on a wall.
Skoda.
Skoda, it says, yes. Loosey goosey style, like a pale blue fill with pinks and beigey, orangey, red bits, a purple outline and 3D going to the right, black border around that, and then a yellow or light green one time around that. Again, loosey goosey style. Are these supposed to be like gonad schemes?
I don't know. It's like,
dangly gonad schemes. Yo, sorry.
Again, it's fairly well executed. It's quite neat and clean.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, I just don't know if it's me being prehistoric, but I just like hard letters, graph letters.
Yeah.
And
this
isn't really it. Like you've just talked about testicle schemes and stuff like that.
So, yeah, it's definitely from
an turkey gobblers
aesthetic. Like it's lot
cartoonish.
It's fun and bouncy, and yeah, it's not some rigid hip hop style letters. You know what I mean? Far from it. Not even that far from it. But you can see there is a style to it. I reckon some might even label this as anti style, maybe. But you know, I don't know if I would go so far as to say that. I like
just don't know about playful. The schemes. All the letters. I mean, the K has like a tongue coming off, like a Rolling Stones tongue.
Oh, yeah, off the top, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is that?
A little
If I did
stylish
that,
flair.
I'd be upset. I'd be like, oh, I fucked it up. I didn't do it correctly.
Man, yeah, even though I personally don't do this stuff, but like even some of these schemes, like this wavy line thing going, like it's reminiscent of the, you know, DDS stuff. Like I see Teach doesn't do similar schemes to this, like doesn't do wongly gonads and that, but you know, he'll do like quite simplistic but effective things going through it, you know. And like, you know, these are supposed to be cracks or whatever, like, you know, they're done, they're purposely done like this. I get it. Is it my cup of tea? Yeah, not so much. Like this line here, this should just go straight, you know, but he's not. He's like, you know, curved it up. And that's part of the aesthetic of these things. Yeah, the tongue on the K, the wobbly bits of the S.
What's the black stuff around? Like what?
It's just the border around the outside, but then he's not done
But
it at
then
the
they've got
bottom.
the green border is around the outside.
Around the border. Well, yeah, that's not so strange. Yeah, you know, people do that.
So he's got a shadow in white or
No, he's
purple.
got a 3D in purple with white bits in it.
Yeah, and
And
then he's
then
got a
around the
black,
outside, he's got a black border. And
which
then
is super thick,
thick
way too
border.
thick.
No, that's
But that's the black is the
English one.
background because it's in the middle of the A, the middle of the D, the middle of the O, the middle of the K,
It's
and
still
then
good.
the one time.
Yeah, it's just a choice. I mean, you know, I'm not mad at it. It's all right. You know, he can do
I
what
just
he
don't know what it
wants.
is. I've never done that
It's
before.
like a double border. I'd call that a double border. One's thick and one's thin. I mean, that's
Yeah,
it, really.
I.
I
When you put it like
okay.
that, it's I.
Score out of 10, a piece on a wall. Looks like it's on a chill spot. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Probably on a walkway in a park somewhere. Maybe not legal, but maybe it is. I don't know. Piece on a wall. I think he's confidently executed. I'm going to go above average, but because of just the aesthetic and just my personal preference, I'm not gonna go as high as the ground. I'm gonna go six.
I'm going 4.5 below average.
Okay, theme has spoken.
Look at your reach.
No,
But again, I'm nobody, so you know. And
oh,
I like graph, like Casby graph,
I forgot to
mean
play.
graph.
I forgot to play this. I gotta play it.
Red to throw again.
You're loving your buttons now, aren't you?
Oh man, you know.
We're filming a podcast.
Yes, people, before we go, I just wanted to add on that this Friday, the 3rd of July, the main man Metzky is having his first solo show at Paintbox Peckham. The details are on the screen. We will be there and come down, show some love and respect to a true Don Dapper. Salute Metzky. I'll see you lot there.
All right, theme, this is the tune you wanted to go out to, a classic track from back in the
Classic track. Get
days.
it on the Almshouse playlist, bruv.
Yes.
Come on.
There's
But
better
don't
garage
start it at the
tunes.
beginning, actually.
This was don't play at the okay, yeah, I'll forward it a bit, but this is more on the commercial side of garage when it was like the ladies and the I swear there was chart success with these things.
No. You don't know what you're talking about, but this is an absolute banger.
It's a big tune, of course.
Banger
We all
made
loved it.
for Matt Script because he loves garage.
Yeah. We should get more garage on the playlist as well. You're right to put this on. I'm going to come with a garage tune next week as well, man. All right, what do people need to do, man? Leave a comment below to win an OCB goodie bag, OCB Almshouse goodie bag. Hit the like button, share this with a friend, man. We don't promote, like, we've only got the Instagram and just word of
That's
mouth.
it. Instagram,
So we rely on you guys. If you know someone who might enjoy this podcast, send it to them, man. You know what I mean? Help us grow a little bit.
yeah. And
But Lee.
if they say they don't enjoy the podcast, punch them in the fucking
Yeah.
face,
Look at
bruv.
your reach.
You
Tell them gun
know
their graph. Tell them they ain't
what I mean?
shit. They're toys if they don't listen to Almshouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit the like, leave a
Yeah.
comment, all that good stuff. Subscribe to the YouTube. And yeah, boy, Tina Moore,
Subscribe.
never gonna
Never
let
gonna
you
let you
go.
go, 'cause you're my baby. This one's for Phasey.
The graffiti podcast called Almshouse.
Man, he was doing the old gun fingers there, bro.
We're filming a podcast.
Argument between this and Gabriel, you know that tune, Gabriel.
There was a few
Gabriel. Peace, people. We out.
We out of here.
They come to this country and they can just get a job just like that.